This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mind brought to you today by PetroServe USA, coming to you live and direct from the PetroServe USA studios. Yesterday at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, today along I-29, back at home base in Fargo, AM 1100 The Flag, 550 K Fire, KLTC in Dickinson on the western edge, and KTGO in Tioga. And speaking of PetroServe USA, their specials for lunch today. They're the spot for home cooking. Grab and go. You want to sit down, have a bite, do it. If you want to grab it, just go. But at least it's home cooking, right? Our COVID menu hasn't been real great. But I'll tell you what. I mean, all of us. We just don't eat right. It's disrupted schedules. Time to start eating right. Like Salisbury Steak today in West Fargo at the West Main Avenue location. Spaghetti, 12th Avenue Fargo location. Harwood has Chef's Choice today. Valley City Swedish Meatballs. Or lasagna, exit 292. Look for the big PetroServe USA Tesoro sign and whip on in there. All of the PetroServe locations, Bismarck, Mandan, to Bemidji, and everywhere in between, have, of course, the 4-for-4 special pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We're going to continue to have that conversation that we had last hour with the Keshav Rajpal from Red River Bio Refinery there in Grand Forks. The part I didn't get to in that interview that I wanted to let you know. So they're not in the transportation market now. As I mentioned, they're doing hand sanitizer and whatnot with their alcohol. But when they do go to the transportation market, the ethanol from the Grand Forks plant, which is a new plant, is going to go to California. And I forget one other spot. But basically where they have ridiculous statewide, it's good they're ridiculous for the folks at ethanol, but ridiculous, clean burning fuel requirements. And so the market is there. So again, I love that. I don't know about you. I love that we have the way to, export our energy, export our commodities in so many ways. So it's a fascinating story, and I appreciate it very much. And those are in small towns, most of them. Grand Forks is the biggest of all of them, but towns that need those jobs. So that's for sure. All right, time for our chat with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the program today. And if you have a question or comment for him, please pick up that telephone and call us at 800-228-0550. Welcome back, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was thinking about Swedish meatballs and a pistachio muffin at the Valley City PetroServe, and that sounds pretty fantastic right now.
They do have the great muffins. I forgot about those. And you're saying pistachios, the flavor to try? I have not done that one. Wow.
They're green, and that and steel are the two places I try and stop on the highway almost all the time. So even before they redid that one in Valley City, it was my favorite. But now it's as nice as a place as there is in North Dakota, or anywhere for that matter.
It sure is. It's fantastic. Well, good to catch up with you. Let's start with, if we could, with something that you've been working on since the first moment you stepped in Congress, and that is how the president's been treated. And, here this week we had the attorney general himself come up with some pretty strong language about, the abhorrent behavior of Department of Justice officials, FBI officials towards the president, President Obama and his team. So what's new in this Rice email, Susan Rice's email, and what it tells us about Comey and the investigation? What do we need to know about the latest information?
Yeah, I'll just tell you how I'm starting and working out. And I mean, sometimes my background helpful. I'm still concentrating on this week to 10-day period where Flynn went from absolutely professing his innocence until offering to proffer. And there's some things that happened over the course of that I think are really important. First and foremost, the FBI personnel office recommended not to pursue the charges on Flynn. And we have to remember how this all started. And then it evolved into what is called the Logan Act and a Logan Act prosecution. Well, it's important to understand with the Logan Act that it's been on the books since 1799, and it's never been prosecuted, ever, in the history of its existing. So this was obviously a pretext. this is the way, I mean, this was the way it worked. But then you follow that, the FBI personnel office says, no, we don't think we should continue to pursue charges. After that fact, they interview Flynn. This was the interview and all of that. Then even after that fact, Flynn's original attorneys were absolutely adamant in that they didn't, I mean, not that he was innocent. They're like, we don't see where he violated the law. And then over the course of that, they continued to ask for the 302s from the meeting. Now, what 302s are and what there aren't is kind of important. 302s are officers' notes from a meeting. As with all things FBI and law enforcement, if you give them a real official name, then they tend to carry more gravitas. But what they are really is just those notes. Now, you have to understand at the point in time where this was going, the DOJ and the FBI, through normal rules of discovery, don't have this particular obligation to turn this stuff over at the point in time where they were at. I mean, that's just, I mean, and they're sometimes difficult to get even through regular discovery or regular criminal proceeding. But their lawyers asked for them twice. And they were told no, because we think that they could compromise other parts of the Russia investigation. Well, we've now read them and know that's not true. We also know something else that's pretty interesting, and this is where we go back to Strzok and Page, and they sure seem to come up a lot. And that is that Lisa Page, who wasn't in the interview, helped edit these notes. Well, if the notes are supposed to be law enforcement's version of the interview, what in the hell is somebody who wasn't at the interview doing helping edit these notes? And then you get to there's this weekend in May, and this is when the story started breaking in the national media that Flynn's son was being considered under or was potentially going to get indicted. Now, keep in mind, General Flynn and his son are as close. I mean, he went with him everywhere on the campaign trail, all of that. Then that very next Monday, General Flynn and his lawyers went from saying, hey, we don't think we violated the law, to offer a proffer. And so there are a lot of things that happen over, I mean, this, and I'm assuming as we continue to go out, and I'm continuing to read all of this, you're going to continue to see more and more of these types of things. But it was a shakedown. And if you know how to read this stuff, and I do, I mean, that's just the reality of what happened. And they, it's the same thing. I mean, say whatever you want about Roger Stone, and I'm sure a lot of people could say a lot. What we know is they didn't need CNN cameras and a SWAT team to arrest them. And it's just obvious that the course of time that they're doing this, that they are utilizing any means of pressure possible to do these things. Because I have no doubt in my mind that somebody at DOJ leaked those stories to NBC, New York Times, over the course of the weekend, knowing full well that Flynn cares about his family more than he cares about himself. And instead of continuing to request the information he would like to see, he completely flipped gears and decided from proclaiming absolute innocence to agreeing to proffer. And I think it's solely because of the pressure they said and the potential for indicting his son. And so that's just one little microcosm of it, but I think it's kind of the litmus and the catalyst for everything we're going to find out moving through the rest of it.
There is a lot of people that are itching to have, you know, Congress get to the bottom of frustration, even at the Lindsey Graham. You always talk about it, but you don't actually do it. Obviously, the House.
Well, it sounds like they're starting to issue subpoenas now, finally. So, and not just Lindsey, but across over there on the other side of the Senate. I just read that this morning that the leadership's authorized the ability to issue some subpoenas. So that's very good.
Yeah, and that's where it's going to have to happen, right? Because you're in the minority and you're going to have, a fight anytime you want.
We're not getting a single hearing on this in the House. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah. Do you think that it's a good idea to call President Obama to have him testify?
I'm not there yet. I'm not saying no. There's all this information that has just recently come out, and we're going to continue to work through it. And I think I've told you this before. This is the places where I think I frustrate people sometimes. I go through this evidence in a manner that, I have a system for doing it. I did it for a long time. And I would really like to get Bill Precept in there. I think we should have Kevin Kleinsmith come in. Kevin Kleinsmith is the FBI agent who altered the email on the FISA board. I mean, there are people that, as you start pulling on these threads, more and more is going to come out. But there's political reasons to have a bunch of these people come in, and I don't dissuade any of that. I'm just talking more about actually finding out what happened and holding people accountable.
What is obviously there's a lot of threads still to pull and a lot of details to get. But if you're looking at this as a case that you were part of, and you were the defense attorney, what would you be most worried about in all this?
I would be worried about how this entire, one, the guy who altered the email on a warrant is that's perjury. And you don't need a special prosecutor to deal with that, and you don't need to deal with that. But if I was a defense attorney for somebody on the other side, I would be worried about what kind of levers get pulled for people to start talking. Because this wasn't low-level FBI officials making these decisions. We know that. And I think if I was Comey and Brennan and even McCabe, I would be worried. I would continue to be worried. I don't think they have it in their DNA. I mean, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars on cable news contracts when, quite frankly, they should never go. I mean, they should be embarrassed.
Their action
and what they've done to that agency.
Take a break. Back with more with Kelly Armstrong coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away if you ain't got anything good.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and I am waiting for a sauna. Vince is going to find me a sauna, folks. So I just really need it, I think, just to be able to tell you what it's all about. But I saw a podcast. I'll share this on Facebook today about saunas, and I just said, okay, I'm done. Got to have one. Got to stop talking about have one. Now, of course, we have the spa, the hot spring spa. We love that. But the health benefits of these things, the wellness that you take away from them, whatever the stress is, how about being at home more, just having that relaxation, you know? Everything's getting canceled this year. I just saw now the Clay County Fair, the 107th edition of the Clay County Fair. My favorite fair. The best ice cream. The place is unbelievable. I love the Clay County Fair. Have you been there before, Kevin? It's the bomb of canceled. So it is really the summer to sort of make your own fair, your own fun. And that Splash Super Pool made in the USA, it's easy to own. And you know what? You're going to have it for years and years and years. It sets up in less than an hour. So it is the best swimming pool made. It sets up in less than an hour. And how about this? Financing on it right now, $90 a month or 12 months, no interest, no payments. So take one home today. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grants, Grand Forks as well. Talk to Vince. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. So Texter says, the Department of Justice has become the Department of Just Us. Obama and Hillary are laughing at the U.S. taxpayers and the Justice Department. This is sad. How does the, in knowing what we know and everything you just described, just on the sliver of this investigation, we could go back to the beginning, and we'll do that soon. Kelly's agreed to kind of just tell the whole story beginning to end, because I shared with him earlier that somebody called and said, it's so hard to follow, it's so hard to understand, I want to know it from A to Z. We'll do that. But just about what we do know, how can the Justice Department come back from, you know, the lack of integrity that is obviously there among them?
Well, I mean, I think Bill Barr and Durham have a huge portion in that. And I've told you this, I'm cautiously skeptical on anybody being held accountable until it happens, but I think they're doing a good job. I will tell you that FBI Director Wray needs to become less of a bureaucrat and more of a leader. And we had him in front of Judiciary Committee, and I wasn't impressed. And that's not what we need right now. And I'm not impugning any motives yet, because I'm wait and see. But what we don't need is bureaucracy. We need somebody to come in and clean house and say, hey, this stuff is never, ever going to happen again. And I think what's always the problem with this in these positions, and this is sometimes outside of partisanship, is they come in and they change a bunch of bureaucratic regulations and call it reform. Well, these weren't mistakes made. I mean, these weren't regulatory mistakes. These mistakes were made by people with motive. And it's not something that can be fixed with another safeguard or another regulation. It's a complete, total attitude adjustment in order for that one-storied law enforcement agency to get back its credibility. And they really need somebody in there to come in and say, hey, listen, this will never, ever happen again, and then back it up.
President Trump yesterday met with ag groups, and he talked about terminating deals that bring cattle into the U.S. What's your take? I know you've been working on the situation with the cattle producers and trying to find some relief there. The president's obviously connecting his longstanding concerns about imports and trade deals and saying, fine, maybe we'll just cut it off. That concerns some. Others are cheering. What's your take?
Yeah, it's part of the puzzle. I mean, Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven are doing their stuff in the Senate and getting on it. The other answer is just the anti-competitive business practices that happen in the midstream of the supply chain. And so I've been working with Jim Jordan, who's the new ranking member on Judiciary, and we are in the process of drafting a very detailed letter. We kind of got hung up on it last week because we had to go back and deal with the $3 trillion show vote, but about how we can utilize my position on antitrust subcommittee, because he has a ton of pork and pork producers in his district as well. So I think what President Trump said is great. I think what Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven are doing is great. I think what we're doing is great, and I think it's about time. One of the best things that has come out of COVID, and there aren't a lot of great things, is this issue, because I've cared about this issue but it seemed to be pretty lonely. And now there are a lot more people on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the chamber talking about it. So we need to keep the momentum up, and we need to keep coming at it from every angle we can. And I'm glad President Trump said it. I mean, each trade deal, and that's the executive branch's thing, so how they deal with it from each particular deal and anything they can do to benefit our cattle producers is a good thing, because we're food and energy secure. North Dakota is a big reason for that, and we have to make sure that that continues into the future. And part of that is making sure that cattle ranchers can make a living raising cattle.
How glad are we that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers finally realized the guy that can actually build the wall in the time that President Trump wants it built is from Dickinson, North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a perfect example of a great guy and a great company. I mean, he hasn't taken no for an answer. He's been working forward, and that will be a benefit to the country, and I couldn't be more proud to have Fisher Industries from Dickinson.
$1.3 billion contract for Fisher Industries. Again, a North Dakota company. This is a Dickinson company, folks, that has that the contract, and they got it. They scratched and clawed their way to get it. First, they had a $400 million contract before this one. And guess why they got the $1.3 billion? Because they do good work. You know, I mean, everybody's around trying to find some sort of boogeyman around the corner on this thing. Oh, he's a Trump's guy. Oh, Kevin Cramer went to bat for him. I mean, who wouldn't go to bat for a company like that? They got it because of their work. That's the thing I think people don't realize. But it's going to be...
They're going to deliver superior quality on time and under budget. I would almost guarantee it.
Yeah, it is.
How's that bad for the federal government?
Yeah.
Only in the federal government will we say that's a bad thing.
No kidding. Only have a minute left, but I didn't ask you when you were here last about the quote-unquote relief package that came from the House. What's going to happen? Obviously, that's not going to happen, right? I mean, what's your take on what was passed and what's to come?
Well, I think, it's kicked over to Republicans in the Senate, and I think they're handling this appropriately. I mean, I continue to say this. With the multipliers, we're close to $7 trillion that's been injected into the economy, except it hasn't all been injected yet. You know, there's still money in the PPP program. I think now's the time to figure out how we address some things, where things slip through the cracks, and what we truly need moving forward. But what we can have moving forward is a package that just disincentivizes communities to stay shut down and people to stay out of the workforce. That cannot be what this is. And that really is what Speaker Pelosi's messaging bill was last week.
Yeah, messaging bill. That's a good point. I mean, what was your favorite?
Congress can't be in session, but she'll call everybody back for a bill that she knows is dead on arrival in the Senate. I mean, it's so dangerous that we can't be there doing the work, but I'll make everybody come back for a bill that I know is not going anywhere. The hypocrisy of that is mind-numbing.
Does this woman ever do anything she believes is the right thing for America, or is the first question, how will this benefit us politically, the first question?
Yeah, I think it's always the second question at that point in time, and particularly when you're getting this close to an election. I mean, their hatred for this president outweighs their love for the country, and I think that has been shown more than once, and it's unfortunate.
Like,
not all of them. I mean, there are a lot of good people on the other side of the aisle. There are a lot of good people on the other side of the aisle that were as frustrated with her as we were.
I have a question for you from Ron in Grand Forks, if you can stay just a little bit longer. Kelly,
we're the Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're used to river floods, but this is something that we've never experienced before.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps into the streets of Midland, Michigan after two dams burst because of recent heavy rains. Flooding is said to be out of control in that city northwest of Saginaw. This morning, City Manager Brad Kay says...
The message is take it seriously. This is an important flood. It's a serious flood. It damages property. It will damage property, and it seriously risks lives.
He was speaking on CBS's This Morning. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut welcoming customers again today for the first time in months, meaning all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns because of the virus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected by it, though. It has sickened more than 1.5 million people in the U.S. and killed nearly 92,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm going to talk to our friend Kevin Pfeiffer in just a moment here. Get an update. Wanted to give Ron and Grand Forks a chance to ask Congressman Kelly Armstrong a question before we let him go. Go ahead, Ron.
Good morning, Mr. Hannon and Mr. Armstrong. Thanks for taking my call. I have more of a comment, and if he wants to respond, here's the part that gets me. And I understand what you're saying, Kelly, when it comes to the Justice Department, but here's what gets me. One, number one is we've had Clapper, Brennan, Comey. You can line them all up, and they've lied to Congress. We have people sitting in prison that know the president that haven't been charged. I hear nothing from the Republican Party. I agree with Lindsey Graham. The guy waits for the Mueller investigation, Dan. He waits for another investigation. Never does anything. And what really gets me as a taxpayer. And you said something, and that's why I called. It just gets under my skin. Is the fact I hear about these good people on both sides of the aisle. I look at the Democrats, look at what they vote for, and it's 100% in the Congress. So if these are such good people, they're destroying this country, but they follow Pelosi right over the cliff, and they take us, you know, with them. So the thing is, with Bill Barr, I've been a big supporter of his, but here's the deal. What's he done? And I'll leave you with this. And this is a resounding comment by Mr. Trump when he was running. He sat up there with 15, 16 other Republicans, and he made a statement, and none of them could answer. What have they done? He looked right at, what have they done? These people should be on Dancing with the Stars, because I've never seen people dance around issues like they do on the Republican Party.
All right. I didn't hear necessarily a question exactly, but I put some comments in your point.
I will comment quickly on that, and I agree with you, and I like Bill Barr, too, but I think I've probably been the most critical of this of just about anybody. You don't need an 8-month secret investigation to charge the guy that altered an email and submitted it to the FISA court for a FISA warrant. You don't need that investigation. So when I say I am cautiously optimistic, I mean I'm cautiously optimistic. It is absolutely unfathomable to me that person hasn't been charged yet. So, I mean, until there are results, we're going to continue to keep pushing. But I would also say, I mean, through this whole process, you have guys like Doug Collins, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, Lee Zeldin that have, from our side on the House, that, I mean, given the advantages that or disadvantages we have, that never shied away from this fight the entire time through the Mueller investigation, Michael Cohen all the way through it. The problem you run into on our side is we can't control the calendar. We don't get to pick hearings when we're in the minority.
Thank you, Ron.
In regards to my friends on the other side of the aisle, I agree with you. Once their first vote is for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker, I don't care what their second vote is.
And I don't know, has there been a better warrior than Donald Trump on all of them? I mean, he's kept this alive the entire time, and now he's being proven right. So, but I do hear you, Ron. I think it's the swamp. I mean, the swamp moves at a snail's pace. So, but you need some more assets, like in the House. And I see you've been appointed a committee by the president to get more members of the House and raise some more bucks. And that's the ultimate answer. It's taking the House back, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And holding the Senate and winning the White House. I mean, that's the reality of what we're facing right now. And it's not just on these high charged political issues. It's about everything for North Dakota's way of life. Ag, energy, oil, coal, ethanol, all of it. I mean, the stakes are really, really high. I mean, I always say this next election is the most important election you've ever had. And I always say it because it's the only one you can affect the outcome of. But really, truly, this is, I mean, from the Green New Deal. I mean, we don't even talk right now about some of the other things that are so dangerous to North Dakota.
Absolutely.
Because this stuff is so important.
Kelly Armstrong, and we appreciate the time as always. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
Congrats on being on that campaign leadership role, too, with the president. The president launching a fundraising campaign program with House Republicans, putting a number of people in charge regionally, and Kelly and Tom Emmer and who am I forgetting? Liz Cheney are part of Region 2, so there's some regions out there, and that's... That's good news, because that's going to solve a lot of our frustrations here. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
The man is in the house, Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty and Land Management. I'm holding in my hand. I love the smell of these catalogs. They are the best. The Spring 2020 Market Update is out. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on this morning, Scott.
Nice to see you. Always enjoy a conversation with Kevin, because you get a good sense of how things are going. Yeah, you interact with so many people all across North Dakota. I said earlier today that I'm optimistic about the future, even though you could look at a lot of things and say, holy buckets. Mm-hmm. And I do that based on just the resilience of North Dakotans, number one, and number two, that Trump is such a disruptor. He really is taking on some of the things that have caused us a lot of issues for a long time. And as long as he's there, we should be in pretty good shape. But, you know, we got a long road ahead. I realize that. Is there an optimistic strain out there?
Well, I think by nature, it's in the DNA of a lot of farmers and ranchers to be optimistic. I mean, every year you put in a crop and, you know, you're optimistic that you're going to have the best yield you've ever had. You're going to have the best calf crop you've ever had. You know, I sense that the attitude in farm country is probably better than it is throughout the rest of the country. I mean, I think there's a couple things we need to remember. Every acre of cropland in the United States of America will be planted to a crop this year. Every cow is going to have a calf this spring. Every acre that the farmers plant, unless there's hail or whatever, will be harvested this fall. You know, agriculture, for the most part, is exceptionally resilient. They are very focused. They rely on fundamentals. They're not driven by fear. They're not driven by all of the unnecessary chatter and the narrative that's really totally unnecessary. They're focusing on what needs to be done. So I think for the most part, agriculture, unless they've had an interruption in supply chain trying to get inputs or whatever it might be, I would say they are on course. I mean, we're on the road every single day in this business. And I sense that everybody out there is doing all they can to stay focused, getting this year's crop in, making sure they have a healthy calf crop. And let's get the best situation we can for this spring and summer. And then this fall, man, we need a return to some healthy commodity prices. Everybody does. But in the meantime, let's just get done what needs to get done.
I broke out of jail yesterday and headed to Bismarck. I spent a night there, and just the drive along 94 was nice, because it's been a while. We've been pretty hunkered down through this. It was fun to get back on the road. I know you guys don't have that luxury going nonstop, but I was surprised that a fair amount of corn still out there. Is it just too wet to get that corn out yet?
Yeah, there is. I'm surprised price too. I mean, there is a lot of corn, 2019 corn. And think of this, there's 2020 crop going in the ground right now, and there's still 2019 crop that hasn't been harvested. So they're, you know, like I said, every acre will be planted with the exception of those that are going to be prevented plant or whatever. Cause, you know, there are a lot of wet areas in North Dakota right now. Obviously, this week, the weather has turned dramatically. Now, you start having 20, 25 mile an hour winds and sunny days, it's going to start drying out, you know, significantly. But there's going to be a fair amount of, I think, crop land that was pretty wet last fall that's going to be prevented planted this year. So we're going to see a lot of federal crop claims in that regard.
Do you see, I'm going to ban this phrase after today, new normal. You hear so much about when, you know, but do you see a new normal in your business? You know, to me, one of the great things about, you know, I grew up in Minnesota going with my grandpa to auctions, and, you know, it was so darn fun, and I love it. I just love being out there, you know, elbow to elbow with folks, and you're kind of kicking tires and doing things. But you have had an incredible run of auctions that didn't have that. I mean, is that the new norm, or do you see it going back to, you know, the way it was?
Yeah, I don't know if any of us can really predict what the new norm will be for whatever profession or industry that we're in. I do know this, you're right. By nature, our profession is we want big crowds. We want to be there and we want to shake people's hands. We want to go over to the lunch wagon and have a hot dog and a cup of coffee with the farmers and the bidders and all those folks. I mean, that by nature is our business. You want big crowds. And this spring now, we've had to resort all of our auctions for the most part. We're online. And we're very thankful that technology was available. I mean, we ended up probably selling close to $20 million worth of equipment online this spring. Had we not had that technology, our profession would not have been able to deliver for the American farmer and the buyers the way it did. And we're so grateful that we were able to tap into that. We got a team of unbelievably dedicated people that made all this work. But we're ready to make auctions great again. We really are. We're ready to turn the microphone back on. We want to do it, but we're going to do it slowly. We're going to, you know, we're going back live in June with our auctions, but our team already has a plan in place for social distancing at auctions, for when you come and register, when you check out and pay the cashier. There's going to be modification in the short term here as time unfolds. But we're going to turn the microphones on in June, Scott. There's going to be live auctions again starting June 2nd in our company. But we're going to do it smart. You know, like Doug Burgum has said, let's be smart about how we're going to do all this. Let's just don't go hog wild. And let's don't forget that we're still dealing with a pandemic, and we want to be very cognizant of that. But it's time for our profession to get back out in front of people, but do it in a smart way.
And yet, I mean, you know, obviously there is occasions where there are sales for people that are in a, you know, financial stress, obviously, other times with his retirements or whatever, but there's plenty of buyers out there, right? I mean, you've seen real good success with these auctions.
You know, we could separate that from the land auctions and equipment auctions. What surprised me this spring, and maybe I shouldn't be quite as surprised, but the equipment auctions have gone really, really well. And I credit the auction profession for delivering an online platform that works and an online platform that has integrity and it's trusted. I mean, that's a huge, you know, and that's been in progression for many, many years. And I'm not just talking about Pipers. I'm talking about the entire profession. When online auctions started years and years ago, I think there was a certain degree of not mistrust, but people were they were uncertain about it. But now there's integrity in it. They trust the system. On the other hand, though, too, the bidders have stepped up the game. You know, the baby boomers who are in their later years, they have really adapted well to the technology. They're on their iPhones in their pickup, or they're in their computer in their office, and they're bidding online. They have really stepped up this spring, and I think they feel like they had to. And, you know, for all of us, and maybe it was a blessing in disguise, you know, it's kind of changed the landscape and the space of way our business operates. But I still think the best auction is a live auction with simultaneous online bidding. That's the best case scenario for the seller and for the buyer.
And you have that option then to do what you like best, and that's been working as well. So fascinating. More with Kevin Pipe. We're going to talk a little bit about land values and how that's doing. Last time we talked, things were pretty good shape. We'll see how that's holding up. These are boots on the ground out there, ears and picking up all kinds of things. So we'll look forward to more of the conversation after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you?
Back on What's On Your Mind.
Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Everybody's been talking about the Swedish meatballs. The lasagna, that's the Valley City location, exit 292. Kelly Armstrong said we made him hungry. You hear that?
Yeah, we made him hungry.
So spaghetti at the 12th Avenue North location and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak today. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. All the locations have the 4 for $4 deal. Pick up the 2 for $12 Pizza Corner Pizza. That's a May special. That's a good one. And you buy 2 fresh baked cookies today and get one free. Plus the 4 for $4 is the pizza, the 2 cookies, and the 20-ounce drink from PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. All right. Continuing our chat with Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty and Land Management. I'm a little bit afraid to ask, but I need to ask, how are land prices doing? How are they looking? Good bellwether for North Dakota.
You know, the land values from January through basically today are basically going sideways. So we have a lateral movement in prices. We have not seen a major increase, but we've not seen a decrease either. What's really holding up land values right now are the lending rates. So we have prime at 3.25%. Money is pretty cheap. Even investors are going to go borrow money to finance farmland. Most banks right now have a loan to value and LTV 65-70%. Put 30% down or bring in some other equity or mortgage something else. You got 65-70% money. And again, I'm just using prime as a benchmark at 3.25%. You might not get it at that, but you might be at 3.5 or 4% is pretty cheap money. So that part of the equation, Scott, is really helping sustain land values right now because it's such a big part of it. Yeah, commodity prices are big, but if you look long term, if you're going to finance land on a 10 or a 20 year term with a 5 or 7 year balloon, that's a big deal. I mean, if you're paying 6% or 9%, or back in the 80s when you were paying 18 or 19%, I mean, that disrupted the whole equation. But when you have interest rates where they are today, there is a huge incentive for farmers and ranchers that have equity to increase their footprint, their land footprint, and for investors to come in and buy farmland because money is so cheap.
And really, the prices, when you talk about, you know, right now being level compared to some incredible growth in that curve, if we look back, I mean, we're almost ready for a correction like, you know, especially given the economy, right? I mean, that's
absolutely, yeah. And we saw the land value correction occurred right after 15. And we basically saw land values peak out the last quarter of 2014, the first quarter of 15. And then we, over the course of the next 5 to 6 quarters, we saw a 15 to 20% drop in land values. But ever since then, land values have stayed pretty steady. We have not seen any major gyrations. From 2000 to 2012, we saw land values triple in value. Now, we're just kind of going lateral. Everybody's kind of hanging in there. Debt-to-asset ratios and debt-to-equity ratios are staying pretty stable, pretty steady right now. So that's driving a lot of the land values in this space right now.
And that's good news.
I think it's really good news, actually. And
I mean, that's an economic indicator that's good news.
It absolutely is. And for many farmers and ranchers, I mean, that's their largest asset. That's their 401k. That's their retirement plan. And also, it's going to, you know, they're muscle building their own balance sheet every time we see these land transactions take place in this price range.
So the market update is up for spring 2020, and you're looking at the land auction results. You got the whole stats that Kevin's given us a summary on, North Dakota and Minnesota. And you've got some sales coming up. What, give me a highlight on your favorite piece of land here you have coming up or a machinery auction you want to plug.
You know, we got some really good land auctions coming up this spring and summer. And as we get into the fall, we feel that our portfolio or our inventory of land this summer and fall is going to be probably one of the largest we've had in years. We're going to have some incredible pheasant hunting land and some cropland coming up in southwestern North Dakota. Central North Dakota, we're going to, in Stutzman, Barnes, and some of those counties, going to have a lot of good corn and soybean ground coming up. But our equipment auctions, you know, there's so many good ones right now that are taking place starting even tomorrow, and we'll be in Gladstone, North Dakota tomorrow, just outside of Dickinson, for the Martin sale. And then we have the Almer sale coming up here in Tuttle, just north of Steele. That's coming up here in a couple weeks. But a lot of good equipment auctions coming up. And here's the other thing about equipment that we didn't talk about. If you have newer model equipment and you've taken really good care of it, and you got good service records, you are going to get a premium on that equipment this year simply because the prices of new equipment has gotten to be to the point where it is so unaffordable for a lot of farmers and ranchers to buy that we're seeing a premium on a lot of these pieces of equipment this spring if it's newer model, if it's been well taken care of.
This is just like a Christmas catalog with iron. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible. A lot. And if you'd like a catalog, by the way, call them at Pipers, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or you can go to pipers.com and see everything that we're talking about here. Now, that first auction back with the real live auction is going to be...
It'll be the first week of June. We'll be up at the Ulmer Farm in Tuttle, North Dakota.
All right.
We're gonna be back live, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting time, and again, we're going to exercise social distancing to the best that we possibly can. You can still bid on your phone, or you can bid online, too. We're going to provide those options for all the bidders if they would like.
You know what? I think we better do the show there.
That'd be fun.
And come along.
Great. Yeah, come on up. We'd love to have you.
Be a little bit of history there.
That'd be great.
That's right. The great comeback. Thanks.
Making auctions great again, right?
Exactly. Kevin Pfeiffer, folks. See you tomorrow.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. MilitaryMedia.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.